Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp of 3 Weeks Soap Reviews. I have been missing in action for the past few weeks, but I'm back, and I'm just going to step away just because, in all honesty, I kind of lost the drive, and it's heartbreaking, I know, because I never thought that I would ever be in that position again, but I became just kind of just depressed about the whole situation and didn't really want to be involved anymore, but I'm back and I'm out of my funk, so I think that we'll be in a good place from here on out. What we're going to be discussing today is the 50th anniversary return. That's a big, big thing that everybody's speculating on, is who's coming back, who's not, kind of thing. Who they want to come back, who they wish wouldn't, who's there to stay and who's there to not stay. As of right now, the only one that's really shown their face in terms of a return is Patch. Steve is back. And I actually watched an episode of, you know, he and Kayla's interactions the other day, and I'm really glad that she's getting some proper airtime. She's been just one of those characters that was just pushed to the side after a while, and I'm hoping that we can see some goodness come from that, because, you know, right now Dave needs something that's going to motivate viewers to come back. And I know that a lot of people have been saying, oh, Dave is doing so much better now and all this kind of stuff. Well, from where I sit, I don't think they're doing all that great. And it's not just because of the fact that we don't have Ejami. It's just because I feel like they don't utilize the characters properly, and I've been saying that for the past few years, that they just don't give the actors the material that they deserve. And that goes for everybody, really. And over the past few days that I've been watching, I've kind of seen a pattern in terms of just it's the same level of emotion. There's nothing really to me that takes any story and makes it stand out. I don't know if they're trying to play the fairness card or what it is, but I'm just not too motivated to sit through it. But the reason why that I do is because there's been so many promises made in terms of Dave's 50th anniversary, and I guess I'm stuck in that limbo where I believe that we're going to get something out of it. There'll be a big payoff for what we as fans in general have had to pay the cost, and especially the Ejami fan base. Now, I know that Allison Sweeney is going to be returning in October, and we have Theo Kangelis who's going to be returning in late September this month. And so I'm hoping that we will get something worth our time given back to us, because we were robbed pretty heavily there in the end. And before I continue on with that thought, if you would like to call in as a guest, love to talk to you, hear what you're kind of thinking, 646-929-1538. And again, that guest call-in is 646-929-1538. Love to talk to you. As of right now, we've been left with that James Scott is not returning. And I just really have a hard time believing that. And the reason why I have a hard time believing that is not necessarily that lying or anything like that. I have this feeling that there's just no way that they can continue a story like a fake death. You know, because Stefano's always done the whole Phoenix thing where he'll die, come back. But I can't imagine them having EJ fake his death. Well, he didn't fake his death, obviously. I mean, I'm left the impression that he really was killed and that Christian comes back and helps resurrect him with this mystery serum. With Allison Sweeney returning and with Melissa Thelman saying that there is real jamming material coming. Now, for somebody who has expressed an interest in being a real hardcore Ejami fan, I can't necessarily think to myself she's going to say something like that and it not be in some way true and something that we're going to look forward to. May agree or disagree, it's up to you. and you're welcome to speculate on that, but I can't really imagine her saying something like that and it not being something that we can gain something from. She's always expressed a very deep love for us and for the couple and for writing for them, and she did such a wonderful job, even under the circumstances of us having to lose them like we did. She did so well with it that I can't imagine her saying something like that and it not be something that we just can't live without. In terms of who's staying and who's going, I'm not really sure. Now, when it comes to contracts and their dates and who's going to be in negotiations soon or who's going to be sticking around for a while, I will tell you that I have the list here. And, of course, Kristen Alfonso is going to be sticking around until April 2016, and they'll go into negotiations with her. Sean Christian is set for February 2016. Now, there's been rumors that he was going to be leaving quite soon. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he will. He might. I've not read anything that confirmed that he was leaving. Now, Daniel Cosgrove, Aiden, it's pretty much confirmed that he's out. Just from what I've been told and different conversations that I've had, and I'm thinking that is definitely for sure a confirmed thing. Kathy DePaiva will be January 2016. I think that she's a big, big part of Days now, and I don't think that she's going to go anywhere. I have no doubt that she'll stick around. Judy Evans, March 2016. So you don't know who Judy Evans is, it's Adrian. Now, I'm under the impression that she's on recurring, that she's no longer on contract. Now, I don't know why that would happen. Now, I know that they can change the deal at some point, but I don't know for sure. And that's definitely what I'm left with, that she's on recurring now, which isn't that big. To me, that's not that big of a deal. Now, I know some people it is, but she's still going to be a part of the family. There's no doubt about that. Mary Beth Evans, Kayla, will be sticking around for the remainder of the rest of this year, all of 2016 into March 2017. So you can enjoy some Kayla. And then we will have Billy Flynn until April 2016, and I'm sure he's not going to go anywhere. I don't think that we'll have any issues with that. Now, Gallen's contract is up this month. So I don't know. I don't think Rafe is going to. No, I don't know. I don't think Rafe's going anywhere. From the way that people have been talking, that he's going to have quite a bit going on, so I don't think we're going to have any issues with that. Deidre Hall, July 2016. Drake Hogston is October 2015, so that's coming up. Lauren Coslow, January 2016. I don't know anything about the Joey character. I haven't been watching Days very much. Jen Lilly is March 2017. Kate Mancy is December 2015. Now, I know everybody's going, oh, please get rid of Abby, I beg of you. So I highly doubt that they do. Brady will be October 2015. Stefano is July 2016. They get rid of Stefano, I will take somebody out. Peggy McKay is December 2015. Casey Moss, January 2017. Stephen Nichols, he just returned, so March 2017. Trey O'Brien is October 2017. Interesting. I thought she was leaving. Melissa Reeves is this month, September 2015. James Reed, February 2016. Ooh. That leaves me with an impression. This is just me speculating because I absolutely want James Scott to return so bad. I keep hoping that that James Scott will return and that EJ will get his revenge on what Clyde did to him. I know that's crazy, but that's just really what I hope. And then we've got Peter Reckle. It's March 2016, so I didn't think he was going to stick around for very long. James Reynolds, January 2016. Suzanne Rogers, June 2016. Christopher Sean, June 2016. Josh Taylor, June 2016. Greg Vaughn, August 2016. Guy Wilson, August 2015. Well, only thing I've seen about him is that he's like said, well, I'm not going anywhere. That doesn't mean anything to me. Doesn't mean that he'll stick around. Now, this is one that really interests me, and I don't really understand it. Robert Scott Wilson, who plays Ben, is January 2018. Everybody else is like 2017, early 2017. Here's Robert over here going, oh, I'll be around until 2018, since you, you know, whatever. It's however they want to work it. And Ariane Zucker is March 2016. So, everybody's around the same time, around about. Now, there are certain characters that I could live without. Now, I've been pretty clear about that. But if they would revamp Nicole's whole, her whole character. She used to be sassy, and, you know, she had all of this going on for her. And since the whole thing with, you know, when, even back when Taylor was in the picture, I was like, I mean, she was just a wimp, you know? And just takes too much crap. And the whole thing with Eric and then now with Daniel, I'm like, nah. They just completely killed her character for me. I don't have this feeling of, you know, like the way that she used to project herself. She's just not the same. And I'm like, you got to do something with that. And this whole thing with Hope and Aiden is just, it's a yawn fest. It's too much for me. And I know that people really enjoy them, but I'm sorry. But if you're going to put Hope with somebody, you deserve something. I don't know. Everybody's like, put her with back with Bo. And with Bo not sticking around, now I know that's going to break everybody's hearts and everything, but the rumor has always been that they're going to hook her up with Rafe. But, you know, I don't know. Now, I did read that Rafe was going to get himself a little romance going, and, of course, everybody likes to freak out and think that that means that he and Sammy are going to get back together. And I'm like, no. So I'm thinking that's going to be Hope. It's basically what the impression that I'm left. And that, to me, is just going to be weird. But we'll take it as it comes. I had really been enjoying the whole Paige, Eve, Jennifer, JJ storyline kind of thing. And then I'm like, yeah, this is today's best. And they're just making Eve into a psychopath. Now, I know that she was to start with, but come on now. There's got to be something. There's got to be something more here because they have just really just killed that character for me. And in terms of what actually I enjoy, obviously, I'm always going to enjoy Brady and Teresa. Now, I've found myself feeling like that was dragging, too, because it kind of has. You know, I think that overall, they're not that stupid. And I think that with Dave's 50th coming around the corner, that they will find a way to make it work. Now, do they always make it work? No. But they will. It's been interesting to me that, you know, they've been so hush-hush with everybody that's coming back. And I've been left with the impression that there are more people that are coming back that we don't know about. That's why I'm over here going, please be James Scott, because I can't do this whole thing where, you know, I speculate all day long and then I'm disappointed. You know, there was rumors that Caroline would die. And it was said that Sammy is returning for a story that has something to do with Will. Well, there's no telling what that means. Now, when Melissa said something about there being real Jamie material, I'm like, well, obviously Andre and Sammy have their issues and something goes down, like, you know, with that. But unless it's something really telling, I don't know why she would say anything along those lines. I don't think flashbacks and other things like that is considered real Ejani material. A flashback, to me, is not material. It's a flashback. So I'm hoping that, and I know some people have said, no, I don't want that to be the case. I would be okay with Sammy finding out that EJ's alive. I would be okay with that. Why, you ask? I'm okay with it because I need that door to be opened a little bit further. I need to know that that possibility is there. And with her coming back, and I don't know how long she's there, I've heard so much speculation about that that I've just completely tuned everybody out because I don't even know the truth anymore. That her return needs to have some sort of an impact because her exit was so weak and EJ dying was so unfair that they've got to recover somewhere. And I'm hoping that they can have her come back with a bang, whether it be that, I don't really know. I need something. All I need to know is that EJ's alive and I'll be good and merry and happy. And I'll leave it alone. But I have started watching again just because I really need that. So let's just keep hoping because it's wearing me thin. So for the next couple of weeks, we'll just have to see what they're going to do because I know that a couple of more major characters, this would have heard, calm down, main characters, were supposed to exit the canvas. Well, who that is, and I assume that the Salem killer is going to have something to do with that. And I've speculated about who the Salem killer is, and at this point, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think it's Ben. To me, I don't know, his behavior. I don't think it's Chad at all. I think that absolutely it's somebody we're not going to expect, and people are going to claim they don't expect it to be Ben, but I expect it to be Ben or something like that. Obviously, from the 50th anniversary promo, it's a man. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see. So, basically, that's about how I'm feeling. I'm a little bit in the dark still, but I've talked to some people, and they've really let me know some things, and they're like, you know, this is basically how I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking, and I don't disagree. So we're just going to have to wait, and we're going to have to see. They claim that it's going to be this amazing thing, so let's give them the opportunity to prove that. I will be returning regularly on Sundays. I just want to go ahead and do this today, just because there's been so much talk about it. So on Sunday, we'll see what's changed since then, and we'll watch through the rest of the week and see what's going on. But overall, I think that we have some high potential to have a pretty good 50th anniversary. That's not a promise. That's a prayer. So I will absolutely be staying on top of this and getting as much info as I can. Because, you know, they're locking down really hard and tight, and sometimes it's just tough to be able to get anything that you really want to hear or something that you haven't heard already in some sort of fashion. So next Sunday, I will see you guys at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to follow 3 Week Soap Reviews on Twitter. Friend me on Facebook, whatever you like. Like our page, 3 Week Soap Reviews on Facebook. Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube. We're talking about doing some side things that don't have anything to do with days. I may start doing review videos again. I'm not really sure about that, though. I'd also like to say that any of you that are in the area, and you don't even have to be in the area, we are currently working on a film project here in Central AR called Madrina. We're looking for extras, and of course, if you're interested in an actual speaking part, let us know. And, you know, obviously we have to divide everybody out accordingly during auditions, but it's a really great process, and we're super excited. We love movies about the mob, and this is an absolute different take on the mob, and I think that people are going to really enjoy it. We're looking for women that are just feeling that empowerment and want to show it on screen. And so if you're interested, you know, send me a message any way you can. On Twitter, send me a direct message, or you can email me at queen3v@yahoo.com, and we'll work it out. But we are definitely looking for people. We're going to be holding auditions soon. So we are super excited, and we hope that you are as excited as we are. So I will see you guys this coming up Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And don't forget that call-in number, 646-929-1538. Anytime that you want to call in, write it down. Call in, and we'd love to have you. So see you Sunday.